You said you wanna save the planet, but you know your mother's planet, so that she's not the one who needs saving. She says good luck with all of your paving, but you know that you'll be sorry.
Are you being yourself?
How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
Myself.
How am I not myself?
How am I not myself?
Hi, everyone. My name is Jasper. Welcome to Where the Sidewalk Ends, the unconventional podcast. Predictably unpredictable. Give us this day our daily bread. I believe most of the world has heard that one before. If you haven't, then you've been living under a rock. Which I think some people actually do. I think they're called berm homes. And I think they have their pros and cons, but I think there's a lot of benefits to come with them. That's what's so interesting about this. I already had this whole thing planned out, what I was going to say it. But I don't necessarily know that it's so much that, or it's just the thoughts in my head that I try to formulate and put together something for a show for you, for me. Yes. Maybe I should do that thing where I stretch my vocal cords so that you can hear me differently. Because I like to change my voice. Evildoers, stop. You will never get away. Ha ha ha. You meddling fools. I wanted to be in cartoons. Actually, I didn't want to be, but I do now because I didn't know I had this voice that could do this. All right, let's just, for a moment, pretend, hey, you just got in the car with me. It is November 10th, 2023, and, man, it's very interesting how much has changed in such a short amount of time, and it's even more interesting how much has remained the same, and slightly interesting that I had a birthday a couple days ago, and it was a day of self-reflection, pure isolation, self-reflection. I've got a lot of birthday wishes, a lot of those happy birthdays, and let's just say it wasn't the happiest birthday that I've ever had. And then again, there's birthdays I can remember having all my friends over and get yelled at and going to my bedroom or getting sent to my bedroom and then opening the window and, you know, after packing a bag, I opened the window up, jumped out, jumped on my bike and ran away from home. Meanwhile, leaving my mother and her sister's there to entertain and handle everything, where it's Jasper. What happened to him? Yeah, I was a little shit. I think I just got my way all the time. And nobody ever said, well, hey, one day you might not get your way. Well, it did happen at one time, and shit went down, and I figured out how to behave real quick, I'll tell you that. So, hopefully this story isn't too boring, because it's weird, I felt fired up a little bit ago, like, totally ready to have some conversations and unload some stuff, and right now, I don't need to be fired up to have a conversation, right? But I was thinking about this whole birthday thing and some of the questions that come with it. And before I go to all of that, I want to ask you a question. What invisible, destructive, devastating, life-altering thing things happen to people that have a high success rate of being overlooked. We're all walking around like, hey, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with this person? What invisible, destructive, usually devastating, often life-altering, and typically just goes overlooked, right? What am I talking about? Definitely something mental, right? Like something like mental paralysis. How about like, these are real things, people, and things that, so when we're kids, like, and we're young and you're all healthy and you got all this stuff and you're looking up, you know, at the elders and, you know, and some of the elders needed assistance. They needed help. And, you know, you help thy neighbor, you work with each other, you take care of each other one way or another. And, you know, how many people have ever, you know, the old man or the old lady down the street or next door or whatever, and they're all alone and nobody talks to them. Their kids don't talk to them, or, you know, or they don't have any friends, or everybody's dead, or maybe they were orphaned, or just, you know, a lone wolf their whole life. But, you know, but they're fine, right? They're fine. And, I mean, if you don't like them, I understand, right? It's just totally different. But if you really like somebody, you know, and even if you do, like, sometimes you're aware and you forget, but a lot of times we're not aware at all. And you're like, what the hell's wrong with that person? Or what's, you know, man, they're making a mess out of their life. And, you know, you might want to think that everybody's in control of everything all the time. I think that's been like a big belief of mine, thinking like everybody can control and handle everything, because I always did. And it's interesting because I just didn't understand why other people weren't on my level on a lot of things. And I thought most of these things could be cured, or it was all a mental thing that could, you know, you could override with your mind. And you know, I'm still a huge, huge believer in all that. And I've been able to pull it off in almost every situation in my life. But recently, since COVID, I honestly, that is the reality of it. And you know, COVID's the damn excuse for everything, right? The number one most used excuse that, but I mean, it changed everything in life, right? So let's just say, like, I had my shit together. I was doing well. Never laid on anything. Everything was caught up. Everything was good. Everything, you know, I was flourishing. I was really prospering. I had money in savings. I had everything I needed. I was living on the ocean and, you know, beautiful, beautiful Florida here. And I mean, just everything. I'm not saying I don't have like all of those things anymore, but a lot of hiccups along the way, a lot of unseen, you know, circumstances. And, you know, I know that part of success is how quickly we can learn to adapt to the situation at hand, whatever's going on. It really, I mean, to, you know, how quickly you can adapt really determines your success in any situation. You know, if your environment changes, if the people around you, whatever it is, we have to learn to adapt quickly. Well, you know, I've always been good at that. Now, I was warned, you know, by somebody that you can't even look up or find any information on anymore because she's banned. And I'm not even going to mention the name because it doesn't even matter. But, you know, the information at that time, and it was right during, like, pretty much right at the cusp of that. Like we shouldn't have these phones near us when we sleep at night. shouldn't be using them for your alarm clock, because that's the number one rule, right? If you have to wake up in the morning, you got your phone, you got the alarm clock. You don't need an alarm clock. You use your phone. Keep it by you, whatever. Not a good idea. Not a good idea. Like, if you've ever read the, into the settings, there's, some very important legal information and whatever about it. And I don't remember what all it is, but basically, like, these things aren't even allowed, like, anywhere near, like, commercial anything, like, in some countries. Can't bring them into buildings, can't nothing, because they're very dangerous. They're more dangerous than we assume. And I've heard both sides of the story, and, okay, well, go ahead and think it's harmless. To me, my life, I'd rather have the hard truth than live in a state of ignorant bliss. Like, I'd rather have the hard truth. Why? Because there's a certain energy inside me that, like, it has to balance. It has to register when things are going on. And it's been accurate my whole life. It's something that I think a lot of times too, like, I've learned to realize too, like, it's very dangerous to try to play with somebody. Everybody's got different spiritual gifts, but there's some people who have some crazy spiritual gifts for certain things. And some people are very intuitive. Some people they just know. And I don't know. And then there's other people who deny them of that. And, it's all fine and dandy, but, like, so if you keep getting told you're not right, you're wrong, you just, you're not listening to your intuition, your head's getting in the way. I can understand how you would think that. I can understand. And I also think that I can understand when that's technically happening. And I just, how many times have you heard in your life, trust your gut? Know when you know things, like, why the fuck are you fucking around? Like, with the, where did I write that down? So anytime that you're in a state of denial that something happened, it creates an imbalance in the harmony of all relationships and everything in general. So, like, it really does. It's just pure imbalance. That's just a fact. So, denial, how many times, and here's the thing, am I referring to anything in particular? Maybe, maybe not. Am I referring to a lot of particulars? Probably. Am I referring to situations that have happened, a gazillion times to all, everybody's experienced this before, but, and here's the other part of it. When something's off balance, and when you've studied, like, lie detection and things like that, and body language, and there's just so many little things that go with it, and, human behavior, and I really, it's kind of like, okay, the reason I know, because I've been there, because I've done what I'm asking people not to do, right? Through those experiences, though, is how you know you're actually, you're hurting, it is a betrayal to the other individual, but it's more of a betrayal to yourself, but it's more of even bigger betrayal to all of the collective consciousness. Like, if you're awakening, if you're aware, if you're starting to wake up and understand these things, denying somebody of the truth at any given point in time, no matter what the fuck it is, if they ask and you deny, you just fucked up everything in the goddamn universe. You fucked it all up. Now, when other people are going to reach for things, there's that fuck up in there. And the hiccup or the fuck up or whatever you want to call it. And then the more that happens, like, shit starts getting skewed. But the balance isn't there. There's no harmonic balance anymore. There's a note in the song that's not right. And when that happens, or when you sing out of tune, it's fucked up, right? Things aren't just duh. So, I mean, if you haven't witnessed it, if you haven't done that to somebody and witnessed, you know, the effects of how that really works, or thought, you know, on that level of consciousness, and there's like, I think if you ever listen to HoMath, it's HO_math. Dude's got charts that he created. They're like for kindergartners. And I say that as in anybody can learn from them. They're just simple. And I think there's like 11 or 12 states of awareness on his charts. Most people are stuck somewhere between 1 and 3, 4, maybe 5 for the most part, 6. Hardly anybody gets all the way up there. But then again, everybody gets all the way up there. You might have had a glimpse of it. You might have been there for a moment. But most people don't spend much time there or don't know how to get there. And, you know, I really, all thoughts start on this first level, though. You'll have to check it out sometime. Do some research on it. But if they all start on level one, you know, I quickly rise all the way up with most all of my thoughts. At the same time, one, I believe it's like survival mode, though, right? So there is a thought process that doesn't go past that. And a lot of things have to take place for you to take to the next, you know, a lot of circumstances have to change for a moment before you can start looking at it from other perspectives. Like, let's just say you were getting chased by a lion that got loose in the zoo, right? I mean, first level consciousness, survive, right? Run. And then, you know, after you get some safety and your self-protection and all that kind of stuff, I don't have anything in front of me either, like no charts or anything. I'm just trying to recall this. But the story is mine as I'm making it up, but it has the same principle. And so after you feel safe and secure, you're looking back in the lines, you know, at the situation, you're like, wow, you know, I guess for a moment there, the gate, like I could have just, if I would have used my foot, I could have kicked it quick and locked it before he got out. Or you would have different awarenesses. You'd have different levels to look at the whole situation and analyze it in different ways. And, you know, was the lion, you know, half in the zoo or half out of the zoo or, right? Or what is, I seen something recently, you know, you got the glass half full, you got the glass half empty. And you gotta, the glass is just too big for all this water. And you got the, it's just, you know, or something like that. I don't know. It was funny. But it was just like a third part perspective on it. And it really does come down to that points of view on a lot of things. However, you know, we can't really grow until we get past certain levels of awareness. So are you aware? What's invisible, destructive, devastating, life-altering, besides like a relationship ball-busting split up, right? I would say mental health. Mental health is a huge, huge thing. ADD, ADHD, right? How about borderline personality? How about bipolar? How about schizophrenia? How about psychos? People that are psychotic. How about like manic depressives? You know, how about the people that are suicidal? How about people that have anxiety? Or, you know, people that have Alzheimer's or dementia? Or people that have... Oh, they run. They either run, they push. They're. What if they got like fibromyalgia, Lyme's disease? How about Down syndrome? How about Asperger's? How about MS? Like, look, multiple personalities. Like, the list goes on and on and on, right? Most of them are invisible for the most part. The shit that we deal with in our heads, the things that we're always fighting, you know. And then I'm looking at my life and I'm like trying to identify, like, what the fuck is wrong with me? What is going on? I've had my whole life together. I've always had my shit together. As a matter of fact, my shit's really not that apart, right? It's kind of really together. Like, but there's just this world of words and paper. Words and paper. And, you know, I swear to God, just because my heart's beating, everybody's got their fucking hand. Everybody, you know, when you have a business, like, it costs money just to say you have a business. Like, everybody's got their hand out. You need this, and you got to have that. You got to, you need insurance, and you need this kind of insurance, and you need that kind of insurance, and you need, you got to do this, and you got to pay that, and you got to, you know, it's like everything, and oh my God, and you got to have this inspection, you got to have that inspection, you got to pay for your license, you got to renew that every so often, and you got to, and it's like, holy crap. Like, really? How much of that shit I got to do when I'm dead? Huh? How much? We're all doing things. A lot of people said we had to do them. Does it really mean we need to do them? Some things we should be doing. Yeah, yeah. Should be taking better care of each other. We should be understanding how disconnected we're really becoming with these devices in our hands. What would you do if you were, like, if you missed somebody really much? Years ago, before these damn phones came out, if you really missed somebody and you haven't seen them in a long time, maybe they didn't have a phone or you couldn't get a hold of them or something. What would you do? What would you do? You can't text them, tell them you're coming over or to meet you somewhere. What would you do? You'd be right on time in the right place, all in their face, right? You'd show up. You'd make it happen. You'd figure it out. Now, if you send somebody a text, that's good as gold, right? Everybody feels great after that. Totally comforting. When we could lock down in a house, stay isolated forever. When we don't need no human contact or touch. New. I mean, that would be weird, right? Humans aren't relational species. We don't need to fit in. We don't need to be a part of anything. Can you understand yourself? Just by yourself? No. It takes other people around you to help you understand yourself. That's the mirrors when other people are there, like, oh, you talk to somebody. And then it's like, oh, now I understand. It's kind of like when I do these podcasts, like, oh, now I understand what I'm trying to say. It's like if I call my mom up or I call, you know, whoever up, a good friend, and talk to them, you know, for hours. And you start to feel better because, you know, somebody else is like, yeah, you're not fucking crazy. Like, oh, yeah, that people understand, like, what you're talking about. You know, we all need that. We all need that. And, you know, like, oh, well, you shouldn't need validation from anybody. Yeah, you're right. I shouldn't need fucking validation in general. But I do sometimes. The thing is when your validations come back correct nonstop and they have most of your freaking life, so then you decide not to go with the validation, and then somebody says, well, you're wrong. Really? Really? Okay. So, I mean, I can't remember the last time I've really been wrong, but it seems like I can't never get anything right with you. You ever notice, like, that shit don't happen in friendships too much? You know, it's usually always some underlying motive. There's always something. Like, everybody, because the thing is we're a relational species. So as soon as, yeah. Oh, you're from Florida. Oh, so am I. Or you, you know, you live, what, You were in the military? Oh, me too. Oh, yeah, you have the same, whatever it is. You like that same food? Oh, me too. I shop there too. All of a sudden, you're like best friends because you got something in common because you're a relational species, right? And you get each other, and you're like, yeah, I would feel like I understand. Yeah, you know? And you really pretty much freaking do understand them. But then somebody you're with all the time, somebody that you know very well, or somebody who's very close to you, or your best friend, or whatever, all of a sudden, like, you get each other. You can get each other super deep, at the core of everything. But all of a sudden, something don't make sense. And you're like, what? And you're like, what? What? Nothing. What are you talking about? You know, quit acting. You know, people are so fucking bizarre. Like, my God. If you can't call bullshit a fucking mile away, you know, and you can't fucking see the forest for the trees, you can't smell your own shit on your knees. Like, so that's why the person to the left or you, the person to the right, are you supposed to help stand you up? They call you on your bullshit. Call you on your bullshit. So that you can take a moment and say, God, huh? Now, maybe they're just fucked in the head that day. Maybe they're just jacked. But not every day, right? Well, at what point did all of a sudden something go on and all of a sudden just things don't make sense and then you lose trust and you lose, you know, things just get fucking weird, right? Who did that though? Who did that? You know, the person trying to check you is usually trying to help you. But, you know, if you feel attacked and you go back and, you know, like, I'm just never enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not whatever. Like, it's not the fuck I said. It's not even what's going on. You just bring some balance back to the equation. Like, can we just acknowledge that something happened? Or, you know, like I said, denial creates an imbalance. So you feel imbalance when there's an imbalance going on in your life, your family, or whatever. Just know somebody's not shooting the shit straight. Well, I'm probably wrong again, right? If you think I'm talking about you. If you know I'm not talking about you, you know I'm fucking right. The only person who has a hard time with it is the person who thinks it's about them. Well, can't grow. Can't fucking admit. And then when we do admit, still don't fucking want to do anything about it. Yeah, all right, I did those things. Fuck you. Okay, all right. You get a lot more of what I'm saying if you were listening to this whole math thing with those charts. It's so cool because it just makes it so much easier to understand with the illustrations and everything. Let me just tell you, I spend a lot of time trying to figure certain things out, only to realize, like, if I just went a different direction, things are easy to figure out, right? When I get stuck trying to figure something out because it don't make sense, it's like it really does put a person in what do you call, like, investigative mode. You know, I was thinking, like, that would be a really, really good career choice field for me, to do something different, you know, especially like these podcasts just ain't earning enough, like, to bring a little stability to my life. Like, I can do anything, right? And a lot of things I feel like I'm very good at, and some things, like, maybe I totally suck at, but I'm pretty talented and in all. But my God, like, I like shit to make sense. So, I mean, if we're looking at something like that doesn't make sense and you want to make sense of it, man, I'll go to the ends of the earth turning over every stone to figure it out. So I would be a really, really good investigator. But to take this a little farther though, that's what I'm realizing though. I should be getting paid for all of this shit because it's a lot of fucking work. It takes a lot of energy. You know, it's kind of like science. It's like science is the study of, right? We're studying stuff and in whatever it may be, like total. I mean, so, and if I said that wrong, somebody's like, you fucking idiot. It's supposed to be the study something or whatever. I mean, no matter how you slice it or dice it, I might not be right, but I'm probably not that far off from, I'm probably not wrong either. So the reality of it is that I do study a lot of things. I do investigate a lot of stuff. I do like to know at the deepest level of everything. I like to understand and know what's going on in life, and and every now and again, somebody who, really doesn't have know anything or very little, like come along and slap you in the face and tell you don't know what you're talking about, but they don't really have much to add to the equation. Well, those are those ones where you got to kind of be like a monk and let it roll off your shoulders. Hey, look, just thinking about all these little, mental illnesses that fuck people up, and what makes some people get more attention and noticed and love and affection and cared for than others? What part of that, right? Because if you become an emotional paraplegic, if you have emotional mental paralysis, like you get stuck, and getting stuck sucks. Really sucks, because not it's like an indecisive thing, but it's because of some sort of a deep depression that's usually caused by a lot of things. But I'm either driven or dissatisfied, right? So that's my borderline personality. Well, hey, give me something to be driven about. Like, I think so. I try to figure things out, and then I realize when I do figure things out, or you're right on the on somebody's trail, or you're whatever, close enough, but you don't get that confirmation. You don't get that verification. Like, hey, good job, bingo, whatever. Like, you figured it out. Good job, Sherlock. Here's your prize or whatever the fuck. You beat the game. You won. You got so many points. Whatever. But when you're never given anything, and things are danced around, and what do they call that? Gaslighting. I just, it fucks with you. And if you're really smart and you're really intelligent and your head gets fucked with, well, I'm like sitting there procrastinating to the point where I become paralyzed. I'm like, I'm just like, because I know that. I feel like you look at somebody like, oh, you're a certain age. Oh, so you're a grown up. You're an adult. You got it all figured out. You know better. Fuck. Put an age on anyone and try to tell me that they know something that another person doesn't. I've seen young children with more manners, common sense, and intuition, and understanding, and compassion, and being empathetic and just straight up deliver you some sort of philosophical line that puts you right back in place, straightens you up, and you know what's right, you know what's on, it's on point. Like, so, but yet some adults can't figure that out. Well, who's to say that we ever really grow up? I mean, I think we're all children practicing our lessons, right? So I'm realizing that, like, some, and then some people are just, maybe they're just incapable. That's what I think. I mean, nobody's incapable, but I think some people are just really fucking lazy. And it's like, okay, fine. You could do those things, and now you're mad at me because, you think you have to change to make me. It's like, no, I'm just pointing out things that would just, like, maybe make things go easier. Like, if you didn't want tomatoes on your sandwich, and I made sure you had fucking tomatoes on your sandwich every time I fed you or gave you a sandwich. Like, it's like, all right, dude, like, fucking asshole move again. Like, all right, I mean, you can act like you didn't know. You can Oh, I forgot. Or, oh, like, but, you know, you could just fucking not do it too. Not put tomatoes on the sandwich. Make sure they're not on there. Don't even let me look at them. Whatever. I know, it's a little more effort, but don't get me wrong. I'm all right with tomatoes nowadays, but there was a time when I wasn't. And it's just, it's more of an analogy, you know, that I'm trying to recommend here than anything. It's not about tomatoes. It's not about, it's just about how simply stupid we can all be. You know, if you're supposed to turn in, you know, a lot of corporate, you know, business, you know, settings, for example, would be like, oh, you know, each day before you leave, you know, you need to send us a recap of, you know, what all you did today, how many phone calls you made, or how many customers you interacted with, how many accounts you opened, whatever it is, you know, and you have to, like, give them something, and you know, and it's like, the next, you know, you can come back in the morning, and there's emails in there, hey, you need some of that, please make sure that you do that every night before you go home, and, you know, sometimes some people are really good at it, never miss a beat, and there are people, oh, I forgot, and then, you know, sometimes we forget on purpose, sometimes we're like, fuck yeah, we just don't want to do it. But it really does affect everything. And I don't know, but how are you ever going to get anything you want if you're lazy? Well, I don't know. It seems to work for everybody else. It seems to work for a lot of fucking people. All I know is I work my ass off, you know, and I probably got over 500 hours into work in this renovation that I'm doing right now. And, you know, I can't even afford to eat right now. Like, how long that'll last, I don't know. You know, what I was trying to get at with the birthday thing, people are like, oh, happy birthday. And it's like, oh, thanks, you know. And it's like, who do you bother, or, you know, who really wants to fucking know how your fucking day really is going? Who really gives a fuck? Like, you know, everybody's situation's different, but what if all I had was $4 and soup and crackers to eat, which literally was true, which is literally the reason I stayed isolated, because I'm not going to go anywhere because I can't do anything, because I can't afford to do anything. Do I have money coming to me? Yeah, I do. Has it been a pain in the ass to get? Yeah. Is it a lot of work to get it? Yeah. Why? Because there's just a lot of shit going on with it. Anyway, the day I was going to do it, oh, I guess we're leaving early. We got eye surgery. All right, motherfucker. All right, that's how that works, you know. I mean, I didn't even get a heads up, but I got a heads up accidentally, and that's all right. But it's the point being, like, and I can't, you know, everybody's got shit going on, and the fact that anybody even says anything is great. But if there are people that are really close to you, you know, parents, siblings, you know, stuff like that, if we're not going deep and talking about what's really going on, like, it's funny, like, I kind of got really upset with my dad. He just, well, I'm sure things will get better, you know. He's like, how's it going? Happy birthday, how's it going? I'm like, you know, things have been better. I'm sure they'll get better. I'm like, thanks for being positive. I'm sure they will. You want to talk through it, motherfucker? Do you want to be like, hey, like, so what's going on? Da da da. Like, hey, how, you know? Like, do you want to, you know, sometimes the how can I help is just, you want to talk through it? Do you want me to help you, you know, decide on what the next fucking step is? Or, you know, do you need 20 bucks? Do you, you know? I'm just saying. It's funny how, like, it doesn't matter what you say. Like, they don't give. Well, we've helped you in the past, so we're fucking done helping you now. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Thanks. Is that what you do with, like, if somebody's born with Down syndrome or, you know, has muscular dystrophy or whatever that is? You know what I'm saying, though? Like, or cystic fat, whatever. You just, okay. Well, you know, we just went through that. You know, we've done that 90 times now, so I guess we're out. You know, that was the max of our limit of helping. Or, you know, the kids that are, like, come out, like, they are, you know, definitely going to need help their entire life. Did his parents just bail on him at some point? I mean, some do. Some do. But, I mean, I think any realistic human being does. Is it like I think a lot of times, too, you see things like where these people, the parents, people are taking care of, you know, that person with a disability. And, I mean, it's a big decision to keep them alive. And then it's, you know, an even bigger decision to have to care for them for life. And that age could vary. Some, you know, make it a long time. Some don't. Big commitment. Big commitment. You bring motherfuckers into this world, having kids and stuff, and like, you know, you don't even really want to get into it with them about what's going on, because, you know, like, listen, I'm not a piece of shit. I'm not stupid. I'm not retarded. I do have a little mental illness going on. I don't know where it came from. I don't know when I got it or how I got it. Well, maybe I do. That's why I bring it up and I say it was right after COVID. It's the first time I was depressed when I was in Florida. I used to get depressed in Wisconsin. I did. I had a lot of depression going on. I moved down here and had none for years. And then COVID happened and boom. You know, I got depression. I remember my mother got meningitis. I remember the whole world going to hell, all kinds of shit. And then work was like, it was there, then it wasn't. And then, you know, I remember working for a week and a half for some dude and he never even paid me. And he was a good friend. Still hasn't paid me. Oh, well, right? You know, I guess I'm a fucking loser for that one. It's not because I didn't do a good job. You know, the reasons are whatever. I mean, unfortunately, you know, he was very irresponsible and, you know, I guess that shit rolls downhill. So, and I'm very forgiving. I'm very just whatever. You know, I spent 15 years loaning money out and collecting it back. And I'm at that point where it's like, I'd be damned if I want to ask anybody for a fucking penny again, whether they owe it or don't. And a lot of people do owe. A lot of people have fucking burned me, like, you know, and I have all the knowledge. You know, I used to sue people for a living. Like, I have all that, but I just, no, no. Like, this is a spiritual world that we're living in, and we're spirits having a human experience. And I know a lot of you forget that out there. But if you want to be like the master, you got to have some values, principles, and unfortunately, sometimes the other parts of the world, you know, really do fuck it up for other people. Like, you know, I would share more with people if y'all weren't, you know, such pieces of shit and could go deeper than the superficial conversation of how you doing. Oh, okay, yeah. I just wanted to call and say happy birthday and just make sure you're doing all right. What, you just, because we just went shallow with our conversation. I've had that happen a few times too. Real shallow conversation. It's like, you don't want to hear, you know, and I get it. Like, we shouldn't be, you know, our negative self-talk manifests like that. Like, the power of the spoken word, you know, at the same time, like, the first time is talking about it. The second time is venting. The third time is complaining. And after that, you're just fucking ruining your life. Right? But it is good to talk about things. And, you know, I mean, there's a few people I could talk to, but, you know, I think it really, really depends on the ears, the receiver, when you're talking to somebody, how the conversation goes, how often you get caught off in the conversation and it gets spun another direction or whatever. And that's cool. I mean, I've done that to a lot of people, but this is one of those opportunities where, you know, regardless, like, you may be a better listener right now to me because you can't say anything at the moment, but there is a Q&A box and you can ask questions and I would love to answer them. Thus far, I believe I've had like very little activity in that aspect of it. It would be kind of cool to like get some feedback or even emails back from people like just, hey, like, you know, I did get an email from a publisher, who wanted to talk to me. But, you know, they also want you to have some money to get it going and they'll take care of like the rest of it. But it's like, okay. But like apparently one of them, the person who was a publisher actually said they're a big fan of the show, so that was really cool. Either way, you know, it's interesting too, like to figure out, like find out that some of your fans don't even live in your own country. Like, what? I got people in other countries, and that enjoy this. And I just want to give a shout out to Germany. And if you're from Germany, maybe leave a comment or something, just say, hey, or send me an email or something and just say, hey, like I listened to your show. Tell me what you want to hear more of or less of, or if you want me to change my voice up, if you want me to be happier, sad, more sad, you want me to be more real, more fake, talk longer, talk less, shorter podcasts, longer podcasts. You know, do you want it to sound robotic? Do you want me to read from a book? Do you want me to read script? Do you want me to just wing it like I am? But you know, feedback is the breakfast of champions, and it's hard to, do anything other than just do my own little thing here and spit it out the way I want to, because this is what we got to do right now. And you know, anyway, I like doing it no matter what. And then someday, like when I'm dead, gone, you know, anybody that truly does miss me or, you know, want to think of me or feel like they're with me can reach out and to this podcast and take a listen. Yeah, I'm definitely different. I think about a lot of different things than a lot of other people do. But one of the things I was thinking about was maybe wouldn't it be nice if, because the way I felt like, you know, I want to give a shout out to my buddy, Mike. Thank you for the happy birthday. We just talked recently a little bit, and you're exempt from this. Okay. And a lot of people are exempt, I guess, but there's a few people like that should be closer to you than they are. And I get it. We all got different lives going on. And, you know, sometimes I think I would be a better version of myself if I wasn't all by myself. But at the same time, I can't fucking stand anybody, right? So I don't want to be around anybody like that much, that often. So that's what's even more interesting. Yeah, like I don't really like very many people. I like all of you. I love y'all, right? For a little while. For a little bit. For a little while. And I got to get away, though. Because everybody sounds so stupid. And then it's like, but who's the stupid one? Because y'all got your shit together and I don't right now. Right? Well, that doesn't make me stupid. It's just, you know, I have the ability to sit there in the deepest of thought for the longest periods of time. And a lot of times, you know, I just wonder, you know, where the quantum entanglement is taking place, like where exactly I'm going in that, those durations of time. Like a whole freaking day can go by of me meditating and you know, I feel like I'm time traveling easily. And it's great. It's that. Or, you know, my next favorite thing to do is just sleeping lately. Because I don't, you know, when you just don't know what else to do, when you know, people are like, don't give up. Around the next corner is your big, you know, breakthrough. Or, you know, don't give up. No matter when your heart is shit. And, you know, that old, there's an old little story or short quote or saying or whatever on that. The frog inside the stork's mouth trying to get out. Don't give up. Don't give up. No matter what, never quit. And, yeah, okay. You know, I did this huge chart on a whiteboard today. I went through like everything I got left to do for the renovation, and then everything that I, check this out. So somebody just said hello in Messenger to me. This person also likes something to do with one of my podcasts, and this is on Facebook, and I believe they're in Seattle, Washington right now. Regardless, it's just interesting. I'm like, cool. Like, I love, you know, Find My Tribe if you like listening to my stuff or whatever. But, you know, a lot of times you just gotta, it's like, why is there so much fake stuff going on out there? Why are y'all so, you know, is it that fun? Is it fun to fuck with people and, you know, think it, like all the scams out there, like, is that fun? You guys enjoy yourselves? Yeah, I mean, you must really fucking like it, right? I mean, there's enough of it out there. You must like it. Feel good. No repercussions. No bad things happen to you. You're good. You just life. I mean, so I should try to do that like that then? Should I be a fucking dirtbag like you guys? For anybody out there listening, for anybody that knows people who just continuously, you know, do things of low value and add bullshit to the collective and the regular, and, you know, they're getting away with it all the time. Does that mean I should start doing that too? Like, am I the odd one here? Am I the wrong one for caring to do it right? Sometimes fucking people, you know, I don't know. I could be just fucking like you. I could be just as big of a dirtbag. You know, everybody's, you know, it's just, so many people are out there for that financial gain, that personal gain, whatever it may be. And it's like, let's order the trailer hitches now for your hearse. How big a trailer do you need? What you taking with you? Oh, what are you leaving for who? And, you know, and who are you withholding on right now for who? Sometimes the people you're going to leave your shit to, like, they ain't going to hold on to it. They ain't going to do anything good with it. They didn't fucking deserve it, right? And there's other people, like, I don't know. You know, sometimes I think, too, like, all right, so sometimes when people give money, maybe we should do it with assistance. Maybe we should do it with, what do you, you know, I'm not trying to, like, micromanage anybody, but, like, sometimes I just wonder, like, I'm really frugal. Like, my situation has nothing to do with my ability to make money or to work or hold a job, or I don't like being told what to do, that's for sure. Because I already know what to do. It's a FIO, right? Figure it out. I got that. I got that in me. I can figure shit out. You know what I can't figure out? Is why you fuck me over. You know what I can't figure out? Is why you would say, ask me how things are going, and if I'm honest with you, that, you know, you don't give two fucks if I'm starving or not. At least with my daughter, we joked about it. We laughed about it. You know, I found gratitude in my situation anyway. You know, it's like, you know, and she's like, oh, man. Like, you know, and it's like, yeah, exactly. Oh, man. You know, just because you mention things that don't sound so appealing to your ears, or doesn't sound all blissful, and, you know, oh, you know, like, things will get better. You know, say all the fucking nice things you want. It don't mean shit to me. You know what means something to me? Is talk me through things. What's your plan? What's the next step? But you know what? And what if, that's the other funny thing. Maybe I fucking have those plans figured out. Maybe I do have steps. And maybe they're just not today or tomorrow or immediate. You know, did I make more than $250,000 in the last year? Hell yeah. Why am I fucking broke right now? Because I become paralyzed mentally. Why? Because some bitch fucked with my mind. Why? Well, one of two things. She's either evil, she's demonic, or I could say, you know what? Nah, she just can't help it. She just is the way she is. And then there's a part of me saying, well, they can help it if they really wanted to. And maybe they're just too fucking lazy to help it. Oh, they hate that when you say that shit. But you know what? Maybe. And guess what? That's okay, too. I'm so, like, my problem is assuming you're not that lazy. It's assuming that, like, well, why wouldn't you want to put yourself in a better position or make things easier? That sounds, you know, Why wouldn't you want to be of one mind? You know, there's no union that'll ever last, no marriage, no relationship that'll ever last the test of time when the minds start to drift apart. One love is one mind. One mind means you're on the same wavelength and the same going. You know, there's stories of like a lot of times men didn't get their wealth until later on in life and they had younger women. Or they had somebody from, you know, they grew up with like maybe this is where I'm trying to say. So let's start back. So maybe it's somebody they met right out of high school or there was a high school sweetheart and everything's good and they're doing well and they start making a bunch of money and but for a long time they were, you know, living out of the poorhouse and looking for clearance items and so the husband making all this money and I'm not saying I hope you know all you feminists out there listening and stuff like this has nothing to do with who's making more money or not. It was just I'm just talking about stories from the olden days, you know, just a common, typical concept theme of, you know, of reality for some. So anyway, back to this. Let's just say that they were making money and they wanted to go out and spoil themselves and get a new watch or something. And, you know, the wife is still stuck in this. Well, I want to go to the dime store and get, you know, we'll get you something out of the bubblegum machine or look for something on clearance. Or, you know, they're trying to save money and they're living in two different realities. You have to grow with the growth. You have to, your mind has to go with it. And when you start drifting apart, like, oh, we shouldn't be spending that. Well, why not? We're making fat ass money. I'm doing this out of faith. You know, I spend, you know, with direct inspiration from the divine spirit, like with no worries. For I know that we all came into this life financed by God. Well, it's a matter of just different mindsets. But anytime, any divorce, anywhere out there, like if you're not agreeing anymore, you used to agree, now you don't agree. You used to have one mind, now you don't. You were a mind for a little while. That's all right. You know, it's funny, like, when people try to hold on to shit that they don't really want to keep around, but they just haven't found something better. So it's bullshit. But everybody does it, right? I've seen it all over the place, all over the map. We're nearly approaching an hour of me talking about stuff, and I haven't even hit the highlights of the things that I wanted to talk about. You know, there's just so much, and I'm not sure even where I want to go with this, but you know, I think it'd be different. Like instead of saying happy birthday, people like, hey, are you having a happy birthday? Are you? Like ask the question, or what can I do to make your day better? And if you don't really give a fuck, or you can't do anything about that, or you know, at least you know, part of that would be like, hey, maybe we should, you know, what's going on? Because sometimes it's something really simple. Sometimes things are very simple. And the person who's like, oh, they're just all frustrated or having a bad day or sound negative and down or whatever, it might be something very small, insignificant, and simple. But if you don't take the time to help them identify it that way, to them, it's a big deal. And you know, it's really a matter of the other person being able to see it for a moment and move past it. I've been on both sides of the fence, so I get it. But you know, can anyone understand themselves all by themselves? No. Do we all need a little social connection? Yeah. It's proven to benefit people, right? No feedback, like, I don't know. Hey, it's kind of like, why do you even bother reaching out to somebody and telling them happy birthday, you know, and then or asking them a question if you really don't care? And like I was saying, my dad and stuff, like, look, you know, I know we have some situations and whatever, but like the reality of it is, I don't know. You don't even want to talk about it? Because I'm just, am I that much of a disappointment to you? Am I that much of a loser? Maybe, or you feel like, you know, the few times that you've helped me in your life, or, you know, the extreme measure of what you did to help me. You're done, huh? Okay, okay. Well, if you had a, you know, a kid that, you know, was going to need assistance living their entire life, are you just done with them then too? Like, you just give up? They're no good? I mean, just, you know. And then we're like, oh, don't suicide. We're all against that, right? That's a bad idea. Don't do that. Well, sometimes, you know, I'm looking at things and I'm like, what are my options? You know, like, what the fuck are my options right now? You know, well, we'll fix this up. You know, I got options or solutions, you know, because sometimes when things are so overwhelming, it's like, well, there's suicide, there's drugs and alcohol. You know, that would help for a while. It'd be fucking better than looking at this fucking life story picture that I got going on that's fucking overwhelming, right? What would be a solution to what else would fix this? Maybe some fucking goddamn understanding from somebody. Maybe some support, some real help, compassion. Maybe somebody would make me feel valued, appreciated, cared for. You know, when you put in over 500 hours of work, you can't even fucking afford food for yourself. Like, and you're not spending your money. Like, I mean, I could stretch a dollar farther than you can fucking make it. I'm bringing this up for a point. Like, last month, like, what is it? I mean, I think I got, like, less than $1,900 all month to live on. That's fucking, what? Right? What? My point is, though, is, like, we all know that it takes more than $500 a week to fucking make it these days, especially if you're on your own. And it's not that I didn't earn it. It's just somebody isn't. You know, we got some fucking super shitty fucking people out there who are all about themselves and personal gain and who are devious and who don't fully disclose and undersell things and try to rearrange things. And what are you doing? They're in their fucking 80s. And that's who you're dealing with. There's somebody that's just so, I mean, you can't change them. Love them. You have to ride it out with them. But, I mean, they're so stuck in their crooked ways that they can't even fucking see straight right now. I think that's like a lot of my mission. Like, I do things, I'll give, I'll help, I'll do, you know, I'll pour my everything out. And if you can't see that I'm emotionally invested, emotionally exhausted, and emotionally paralyzed by your inaction, by your lack of the things that I just said that would help me, like, you know, the love languages in life, you know, I just don't understand why you can put in that many hours of work and why you can't even earn a fucking living. You know, it's like my efforts need to be supported in my life, period. Or why bother, right? Why the fuck bother? It just makes you want to go right back to the fucking, what my original fucking fix it options are, suicide, drugs and alcohol. They both fucking sound more fun. One of them gets you out of everything. One of them's more fun than thinking about all this bullshit. Oh yeah, wait, you get a job? You're fucking right. I could be fucking miserable, just like you. I could get a fucking job and just be miserable, because everybody else is miserable, so you should be miserable too, Jasper. You know what? If I had to fucking think about it, be miserable with a fucking job I hate, or just be miserable without the job. So, part of that whole thing, I think these podcasts are like a drug to me, because this is what I do. Like, kind of addicted to, like, just talking about it. Again, more for a relational thing, because we're a relational species. Not because I like to bitch about it. Not because I don't have gratitude. Not because I'm not thankful and grateful for so much of my life. But, you know, because I am. I'm all of that. But I am a human being. You can't just fucking, you can't just leave people alone. You can't give up on people. You don't stop helping. Here's the thing. I can understand if I was a piece of shit, fucking loser. I've had my priorities all fucking wrong and out of fucking place. You don't know. You ain't been fucking side by side with me. You don't know what the fuck's going on. Man, I swear to God, it just sounded like another gunshot went off. Heard that a few times recently. It's fucking weird. Anyway, Probably nothing. That one actually didn't sound like a gunshot. The one earlier today did. Like next door, like so maybe somebody blew their brains out. And then, you know, and I'm like thinking of that song Filter, like, hey man, nice shot, good job. Here's the thing, we drive people in this world to situations where nobody cares about him. Nobody, I'm not that cute little kid no more, so fuck him, right? Oh, he should be smart enough, he can figure it out. You're right, I should, I can. Maybe I don't give a fuck. Maybe I don't give a fuck if nobody else gives a fuck. I know that's what you've been, it's all reverse psychology. Everybody's been telling you, don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks. Well, guess what? I give a fuck what everybody thinks. You should too. I give a fuck about you. You don't give a fuck about me. Or do you? Do you? Well, fucking subscribe then, goddammit. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe you ain't got no $4.99 a month to help me out with. That's cool. Fuck you. I mean, I don't mean it that way. I don't mean it. That is the wrong approach. But you know what? What mindset would say that? What level of awareness would say that? That's the survival mode mindset, awareness. It is hard to get past that. And I can think on all different levels, but it does keep getting dropped back there. When I'm looking around and it's like, I don't understand. Like, I don't, I'm not fucking lazy, people. I'm not lazy. I'm not psychotic. I'm not delusional. But I do get emotionally paralyzed. You know, I've been like, all right, so the business thing, like, it could work. It did work. I can't do it by myself. I don't give a fuck anymore. Obviously, it wasn't my dream because I couldn't, you know, at a point where I just, you know, it's like it's hard to even answer the goddamn phone. But if you just, now I need to be told what to do again. Like, yeah, all right, tell me where to go, what to do, and I'll just go do it and come home at 5 and, you know, and never really fucking get anywhere. But hey, I'll be like the rest of you unless we want to start sharing this podcast and we want to start, you know, getting this out there. Like, I can't be fucking alone with this, right? I'm all alone with these thoughts. I'm just, you don't fucking get it. You don't know anybody that gets it. You can't relate. You don't like what I'm saying. You're not into the fucking brutal truth. You'd rather dance around and talk about fucking how wonderful everything is all the time. Me too. Me fucking too. Me too. With somebody. Yeah, I got so much more to say. I should probably just stop this one right now and then hit up another podcast. And I might even, you know, bring up some of the information on here. But I know that everybody's got shit to do. And thank you for, I mean, anybody that could even sit here this long with me, because I know most of you just can't. And I mean, my one friend, he has another podcast, The Global Outrage of an Educated Man. His name's John Sharber, Jack Sharber. Not sure, but he's an amazing man, super smart, and he really political and all that stuff. But, you know, he gets into his podcast and it's like, it's, they're very short, 10, 15 minutes, I think, 20 minutes. You know, they're very short. And yeah, I feel like I spend a lot of time with him. We laugh a lot. He's funny as hell. You know, I feel like I'm sitting in the car next to him when I listen to his podcast. And he used to work with me at the bank a long time ago, and it's just interesting though. Like, sounds like the same guy that I used to sit across from. We talked all the time. As a matter of fact, a lot of times we didn't get a lot of shit done because we talked so much. But it is just like being in a vehicle with him. And I don't know if that's like the same for you when you're listening to this or not. You can put that in the Q&A if you want. But I think it's really cool. But I don't understand like how they can get all that out in 15 minutes or whatever, and get off and you feel like you got your fill for the day. And I mean, here I am an hour and 8 minutes in, 9 minutes in, and I have so much more to say. What the fuck is that all about, right? What is that all about? Am I just random? Am I just stupid? I don't know. I feel like I got some shit to talk about, but, you know, but it's all self-reflection though. Like, I can really honestly look back and say, you know, I didn't do anything wrong. I just, I didn't take a lot of action that I should have taken. And it's not that I didn't work. I couldn't, and I couldn't believe that, you know, I think really what it was for me is I think I thought I found the love of my life. And I was told it was that. And then the reality of it is, no matter how you slice it or dice it or whatever happened, the only thing that stands between that happening and being a reality and not is an excuse. One excuse, 1,000 excuses, 1,000,000 excuses, it doesn't matter. We could just boil it down to one fucking excuse. It's an excuse. An excuse based on an imbalance because of something that we want to overlook, deny, or, you know, just try to look past. And it's like, life doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. What is my quote on that? I gotta find it real quick again. I know I said it, but there's definitely a little bit more to it than that. And yeah, I can't find it. Imagine that, Hospar. So, you know, I did actually, so that, you know, I did that one for, you know, pre-hurricane recording thing. And you know, I didn't realize that it was kind of just, shit, forgot what I was talking about. Hey, we're at 111, and I'm going to stop it at 111:11.
When you eventually see through the veils to how things really are, you will keep saying again and again, this is certainly not like we thought it was.